Hey guys, welcome back to another episode. This episode is about 2023 and what happened to me. I guess not happened to me, but just a little recap of my year last year. So if you want to, honestly, it wasn't as dramatic as 20. I feel like 2022 can never be topped. That was one of the years that was just very transformative, both physically, emotionally, mentally. I learned so much about myself. I was heartbroken. I did not catch a fucking break that year. But also, like, just a lot of things happened in 2022 that are just, like, really interesting. So, but anyways, this is about 2023. So, let's get started. Okay. So, we're going to start off with January of last year. Now, I feel like in December, I didn't mention this in the 2022 year, but in December of 2022, I made this TikTok, and I was just like, it was like around Christmas time, like right around maybe a week before Christmas, and I did a TikTok, and I told the universe, I was like, I was playing one of those like filters that like has the letters, that like just pops up the letters, it's like the red one, and it just pops up a letter, right? And I told the universe, I was like, if he's meant to be with me, pop up his initial. Like, if he's meant to be with me. And I closed my eyes. And then when I opened them, his initial was there. Like, the first initial of his name. And I was like, wow. That was, like, such a sign for me. That the universe wanted me. Like, it was gonna be him. I was so delusional. I was past delusional. I was straight up fucking mental. So, in the month of January, I was like, you know what? I'm not playing no games no more. Like, obviously, out of 2022, we've just been playing fucking games between each other. I'm gonna be for real. I'm gonna tell him. This is it. I want you. I want you seriously. So I was planning all of January on doing that. And I feel like all of January, I was still in the clutches of my delusion. And I was just still so infatuated. And I think the one thing I can look back on now, like January 2024 and me January 2023, was I was not in love. I was not in love. I did not have no love, like no offense to him, but I did not love him because I did not know him. I cannot love someone I do not know. I was infatuated and obsessed with an idea of him that I created in my head, and that's who I was in love with. I was in love with a mold of a person, not the actual person. And I feel like if I were to have told myself that last year, I would have been very, I would have just been like, no, you're not right. You're wrong. Like, I know what I'm talking about. I do love him. I would have been defensive. But like, me looking back now, I'm like, I didn't love him because I did not know him. I don't know him for me to love him. I love the idea of him. I love the little snippets maybe he showed me, but I don't love him. Like, and love is such a strong word. Love it to me now, the word love and oh, I love you is very something that I want to say for real. And the only people I can say that I really love are my friends, my pets, my mom, you know, my family. That's what I love. I love myself, but I don't love him. I don't know who he is. And I feel like last year I was just fucking crazy. So all of January, I was like thinking like, okay, I came up with the biggest fucking plan. And we're going to get into it because I want to post this before Valentine's Day. Because I feel like January was such a standstill month for me. January was really me just living in this little delusional world. And I remember I went to dinner with my friend Natalia. And I remember I was telling her my plan. This was around, well, today's the 1st. So this was around like January 28th or 27th, I remember. And I was telling her my plan. I'm like, I think for Valentine's Day, I'm going to text him. And I'm going to text him everything he feels for me. And I'm going to tell him the truth that I love him. And I just want to see what he responds. And in my head, I thought that you know, he was going to say it back to me. That we were going to start dating. That he was going to be like, oh my God, yes, you're the one for me. Like, bitch, you're fucking crazy. Like, that is some delusional mental shit. Like, you're fucking insane for wanting to do that. And I don't know. Like, I was just really in the clutches of delusional world, and I could not get out of it. I was living in my head, and in my head we were already together, and I was like, to make this a reality, I just have to tell him the truth. And what the truth was, I didn't even fucking know. Because really, we're looking back on this, like if we're gonna be for real in the 2023, because this is really important for my growth, this is like the year that I really like went into my healing energy and like healing myself and like getting to know me and like getting to like talk to people. Oh, by the way, I did it this year as well, but I also did it last year. And I went under the table during the New Year. So, like, under the table, I ate my 12 grapes. Literally, most of them were just, I want to be in a relationship. I want to be in a relationship. And then I would say his name. And I was under the table. And then this year, I was under the table, but I just did not have a specific person I wanted to date. Like, last year, I was like, it had to be him. And it didn't come true. And this year, I just, like, I do want to be in a relationship. I want to be in love. I'm ready for it. I went through the healing. I really just went, I went to therapy. You know, I really, like, matured myself emotionally. And I feel like last year, I just, estaba bien aferrada. Like, it had to be fucking him. And I just, like, just a little pretext before the Valentine's Day text. Because that's really where the story went. January was a standstill. And I feel like even career-wise, things were just going very rocky for me already in January. So, like I said, career-wise, things were going rocky for me. I was also kind of in a place of, like, I don't really know what I'm doing here. Like, I don't know what I'm doing at this job. Like, I feel like I could be doing more. Like, there's just something else for me. Like, I just didn't feel like I fit in. That's a whole different, like, topic of, like, imposter syndrome and just not having the confidence and not having, like, the guidance to kind of help you flourish in a job. And I feel like, I don't know, for me, that was a whole different thing. This is not the topic. Well, it is, I guess, career-wise, it was. So then, anyway, so yeah, so that's the pretext for January. February comes along. It makes me sad because I feel like I put myself in so many, and it was me. I put myself in situations that I knew was gonna hurt me, but I had such hope and such, like, I was just hopeful. You know, I liked a boy. I liked him for a long time, and I thought things were going to go differently, and then it didn't, and I just was like, I don't know. I just had hope. So, and here's the one thing that I just realized, because around April is when I, like, kept hearing the Lori Harvey words. It's like, I'm the prize. And I just realized, like, all this time I was chasing someone. I was the one doing the chasing. I was the one constantly showing that I was the one interested. Like, I, till this day, and this is going to sound sad, like, I don't know what it's like to be chased. Like, I don't know what it's like for a guy to chase me. I don't know. And that's sad, but I feel like it's also a very common thing that's happening around a lot of girls, because, like, men nowadays just love to be chased, and it's like, nah, little mama, I'm not doing it today. Like, please. But yeah, so February, I was, all my friends, well, my friends didn't know I did that. I only told, like, maybe one or two friends that I was doing this, and they were both like, girl, you're fucking insane. Don't do it. They all told me, don't do it. Don't do it. Like, they knew. They knew the situation very clearly. I didn't see it clearly at all. I saw it very dumb. And so for me, in my head, I'm like, no, this is what needs to be done. And then I got, like, those, ¿cómo se dicen? Those tarot card readers. And they were all saying, like, yeah, like, he just needs that. Like, they were all setting me up for delusion. And in my head, because I was getting those certain videos, I was like, this is a sign from the universe that I have to do this. Like, this is a sign. And I remember I was 110% sure things were going to go my way. And one of my friend was like, but what if he doesn't? And I'm like, then I'm going to have to move on. And I never thought that was going to be the outcome. Everyone saw that was going to be the outcome. Like, everyone, even the fucking aliens visiting this earth, knew that was going to be the outcome, except for me. I was very delusional. I was very much like, no, it's going to go my way. Like, I just know it's going to go my way. This is what needs to be done. And it did, obviously, I'm talking about this because it did not go my way. So Valentine's Day, I drafted this, like, long paragraph of essentially, like, what he meant to me. I don't want to reread the text message because it's just so embarrassing, but I don't know. At that time, in a way, I'm very great. Like, in a way, I don't regret sending it because it really put me in a path of, like, bitch, he does not want you. Move on. And I needed that. Like, I needed that harsh reality to set me on my path. Because if, I feel like if he had not done that, it would have been something else. Or I just would have been stuck there. And I just needed to be unstuck. Like, I'm not even joking. Like, it was just really bad. So It took me 5 days. I did not have anyone look at that. I was the one editing everything. I was the one doing all the edits and just, like, being like, no, I shouldn't text this. No, I shouldn't do that. Like, I just poured my heart out into that one text. this might haunt me, and so I might delete this episode much later, but I did use the L word. I literally said, I'm not going to say the full sentence, I did say I love you to him, and there's no fucking reason for me to have said that at all. I was crazy. Like, I don't know. It was really sad, but, so I ended up, you know, I drafted it, whatever, February, I'm like counting down the days, right? I'm like, I was so excited. I was like, oh my God, like, I'm going to be in a relationship. Like, this is it. Like, this is my romantic gesture from the movies. Like, this is it. And, I just look so fucking stupid, right? Like, I don't know. I feel like I just was really in my head about these things. And so I just did not, like, that's where I'm like, if you have a friend like that, no matter what you say, no matter how many reality checks you're going to give them, if they're, si están aferradas on this one person, if they're so, like, just, like, they cannot see anything else, you're really not going to be able to tell them anything, because either way, they're going to do what they're going to do. And in a way, it's just like, I know you want to help them, and I think the girls that were in my situation, nothing's going to get into their head. Like, nothing is going to stop them. I don't know if there's other girls worse than me, because I was really, like, I don't know. It was embarrassingly how horrible I was, that I just pity other girls who I hear are in this situation. I'm like, girl, truly, he does not want you. Like, really, like, I understand where it's like, you don't see it until after you get your heart broken, or after you realize this dude never even liked me, and then you were like, what the fuck. But I feel like during that time where you do have that hope, and you do have that, like, rose-colored glasses, you really can't be told anything, because you're like, no, like, you just don't get it, like, you don't get our connection. Like, no, they do, they see it very clearly, actually. But again, I don't regret it, because I needed to be just snapped out of that. Like, I was like being plunged in cold water. So essentially I was drafting it up. I feel like the first 2 weeks of February, because Valentine's Day, what, like the second week of February, I was doing me. I was just having consistent existential crises about my job, like what I wanted to do in my life. I felt like I wasn't in a good place. Like, I felt like I just wasn't meant for that. And I will blame the environment I was in. I feel like if maybe I was nurtured and, like, flourished in that environment, I would have done great, but I wasn't given that support, which made me feel even worse and made me feel like I didn't belong there. But again, that's a whole different story. But, February, I was field producing, you know, I was venting. I'm like, I don't know, you know, what to do. Like, I don't know what I'm meant for. And, you know, I would ask people, like, what do you see me doing? And so that was career-wise. I feel like now I can tell you, like, after that, I have clear memories with my friends, but in January and most of February, all I thought about was him consistently, day and night, the moment I woke up to the moment I slept, even in my dreams, it was about him. And I feel like if I were to have gotten into a relationship with him in that mindset, it would have never worked out, because I did not have value in myself. I did not put myself with worth. Like, everything was about him. Like, was that important. And I feel like you should never go into a relationship like that. So I'm extremely grateful that I myself was put in that situation, because, yeah, I feel like now I know my worth, now I know my value. You know, relationships are like 50-50 to me, in terms of I'm your partner, so you have to give me the same amount as I give you. Obviously, we can get into, like, more into it of, like, well, one day they're gonna have like 20% energy, so you're gonna have to give 80, like, that I get. But I'm like, I'm also the prize, you know what I mean? Like, you also have to try with me. And I feel like back then I would have catered to him, I would have let him do whatever, like, you know what I mean? So in a way, I'm kind of glad he didn't like me back, because truly that would not have ended well. But yeah, anyways, so I had that drafted into my notes. I forgot what time I sent it. I think I sent it around like 12 noon, because I was like, let me send it at 12 so that on my commute I can just, like, really manifest him answering me the way I want him to answer me. So I sent it around noon. I got ready. I did little hearts on my eyes. I like dressed up in pink, and I didn't hear anything. I didn't hear anything until 6 hours later at 6 p.m. when his face popped up. Mind you, this was like, I normally never send long paragraphs ever. I'm one of those girls that, like, you know how they're like, there's some girls who send long paragraphs and there's girls who send constant, like, every little line is a whole text bubble. That's me. I always send multiple text bubbles. I'm never one girl who just sent a whole paragraph, and I sent him a whole fucking paragraph, pouring my heart out, telling him where I was at. And I just got a simple happy Valentine's Day. And that's when I knew. And I was at work. I didn't get out till 10 p.m. So I would like steal moments and go to the bathroom and like cry. And I was like, I got rejected again. And I think what hurt most was, as I mentioned, in 2022, on Valentine's Day was when Art Ho also broke my heart and he made me cry. And I remember back then I was like, please let the following Valentine's Day just like let it be for me. And then boom, this one was even fucking worse than 2022's Valentine's Day. And I just didn't, like, it took me, like, I just didn't, I still had delusion though. And I was like, maybe he just doesn't know what to say. Maybe he doesn't know, like, what to tell me. Like, maybe he doesn't know how to express his feelings. No, he just did not like you. And yeah, so you can see how humiliated I was. How I was expecting, even days after, to hear back from him, like, oh, I'm so sorry, like, this is how I feel, and this, and it just didn't happen, because there was no relationship there for him to have sent me anything. Like, I was purely creating something out of nothing, and maybe out of a little breadcrumbs he had given me, and I was creating this whole fucking romantic novel out of it, like, you know. And it's just like, nah, girl, like, there was nothing there, and you put yourself in that position, and I needed that. So I cried, I think, most of February. When did Karol G's Mañana Será Bonito come out? Because that album really, like, that album healed me. It came out February 24th. Okay, so that happened, right? I like, even want to start crying now, because I just remember the feelings I felt, and I was just like, not this again. Not this again. I was like, when am I going to catch a break? And obviously, I catched a very long break from 2023 to now, because I do not put myself in those positions again. But I think one thing I'm proud of, and I feel like I don't want to be ashamed about it, and so I refuse to let anyone let me be ashamed, is I wear my heart on my sleeve. I'm not, when we, like, if I'm in a talking stage, I'm not one of those girls that's like, you know, like, let me keep them on the whim. Let me let them, like, think that I don't like them. No, I fucking like you, and that's it. I don't play no fucking games. I'm very upfront. I like you. I have feelings for you. I want to get to know you. That's my thing. Me having avoidant attachment, that's a whole separate thing, because I have avoidant and anxious attachment, and that has ruined a lot of connections as well, 100%. But when I really genuinely like someone, like, I do get scared, but at the same time, I'm also like, I like you. You know what I mean? And I'm not one to play. I'm not one to, like, you're gonna know that I like you, and that's it. And yeah. So I cried a lot. I still clung on hope that he would text me back. And then I remember just listening to SOS by SZA. Like, that album, there's two albums that I can think of last year that just really healed me, and that's, number one is SOS by SZA. Like, that album truly, like, fucking understood me, and it made me feel seen, and it made me feel like, okay, like, it just really, like, my heart was broken, and it was like slowly banding me up. But the one that I feel like also helped heal me and helped bring out the inner baddie in me was Mañana Será Bonito by Karol G. I feel like those two albums really took their turns with me and really me curó. And, you know, the one song, that Karol G has, like, it just, mañana será bonita. Like, that song, I would play it over. Like, tomorrow's going to be a beautiful day. Tomorrow's going to be a beautiful day. Like, yes, I fell face first on the floor. Like, that was such an humiliating experience for me. But it was also a reality check. Like, why the fuck would I be the one sending that paragraph when it should be the man sending it to me? You know what I mean? Like, why was I thinking that? Like, I'm laughing at it now. And it makes me so sad because it's just like, I deserved all of that. I deserved that long paragraph. And now I know that. And now I know I had to grow. And I think another episode I want to do is, like, you know, I'm in my mid to late 20s now. And I will say that in the early 20s, I estaba bien cerrada. Like, I did not let anyone in. And my friend, my good friend Janet, she mentioned something that I like has stuck to me because it's kind of true. She's like, you were okay with having crushes. Like, you were okay with that. And I was. Like, I was okay with liking a boy and just creating these vast, in-depth, detailed fake scenarios. And I was okay with that. Like, that fed me enough where I'm like, you know what? I'm okay with this sort of behavior. Like, for me, that's okay. And, you know, like, for me, I was fine with that. So my friend Janet was like, you know, you were like this. Like, and I was okay. Like, I did not go on dates. I was not trying to talk to anyone. I didn't want anyone talking to me. So, you know, I was okay with that. And it wasn't until maybe Art Ho, I don't know. I'm going to give a little recap. Art Ho, I knew him from high school, so I knew of him. We never really talked in high school. I saw his picture when I was scrolling on Instagram in 2020, towards the end of it. And I felt like Cupid had shot me in the ass and I fell in love. Well, I started having a really intense crush on him. And he was the first boy that I really saw myself putting my guard down and then, like, actually dating him and actually, like, letting him get to know me. And then he fucked it up. And I fucked it up. I fucked it up and he fucked it up. And that's when I was like, you know what? I really want to start dating for real. And, you know, all of summer 2021... I don't think I talked about 2021, but anyways, essentially all of summer 2021, I was trying to get his attention because I pushed him away from April to June, and then finally in June, I was like, no, I want to date you. And then all of summer, I was chasing him, and then he was confusing, and it was just like this big mess. And then, you know, Dunkin' Donuts came in around September of 2021, and that's when our story really begins, because then all of that whole, I was just chasing him. And then we get into 2022. But Art Ho really was the first guy that I kind of was like, I want to date you. Like, I want to get to know you. I want to fall in love with you. Like, I just, there was a lot of characteristics from him that I really liked. Like, I liked the way he made me laugh. I liked the way he was confident in himself. But yeah, so Art Ho just had a lot of characteristics that I really liked. And I don't know. That didn't work out. So I feel like, going back to the Valentine's thing, I went to SZA's concert. I, like, just really let myself feel. And then I started going to the gym more. And I was like, you know what? If he doesn't want me, I'm gonna, like, get this juicy ass. So, slowly, I started. And it's a linear road. But I started having to shift my mindset from him to me. So all of February into March, I was starting to go to the gym a lot. I was starting to, like, really look for jobs that I wanted. I was just starting to focus on me again. And it was really hard. You know, like, I don't know if girls know, but it's so hard when you give up on a crush or you have to get over a guy you like. It's, like, not the same as a breakup, but it's also hard on its own. So I slowly had to move on, you know what I mean? And then I did the dumbest thing, and I wished him a happy birthday because his birthday's in March. And I shouldn't have done that either. But I was like, I want him to know that, like, we're cool, like, you know what I mean? So I did that. And then the end of March, I start, like, again, slowly just focusing on myself. I left CBS and I started another job. And I, like, really, like, took that month and I was like, I'm going to reinvent myself. So started going to the gym a lot, got a new job, got into grad school. I was like, I'm going to be a new bitch. You know what I mean? And those things really helped. And it wasn't like overnight. Like overnight, you know, I feel like everyone was like, get over it, get over it. And I'm someone when I'm in love or when I really like someone, it takes me such a long time for me to like actually get over them. So for me, it wasn't something that was easy for me to get over. It wasn't something like, it was hard, you know, especially because I had just poured out my heart and it did not get received well. So by end of March, I was like, you know what, it's time for me to, I have all this love to give. It's time for me to meet someone that's going to give me that love back. So I ended up talking to a new man. And in a way, we had kind of a long talking stage. We talked from March all the way to May, and then we stopped talking, and then we started talking in June all the way to July, and then at the beginning of July, we stopped talking. So it was kind of like a weird talking stage, but he really helped me kind of like get over it. And it also, like, with him, like, he was a water sign. He was a Cancer. And he also had like similar tendencies, and I just was like not fucking with that energy. But like, it felt good to know, like, it just it helped get over someone by talking to someone new, even though, you know, nothing really came out of it. But it was just like nice knowing that I could talk to another guy. And so really, I feel like when I went under the table, and I'm going back to the under the table thing in January, when I went under the table in January, I really I set myself up for getting out of my comfort zone, and I went on dates, and I talked to two talking stages, and I really like let myself date and talk, and it was just very weird for me, but I welcomed it, you know. I was like, you know what, I have to do this. And so it was very interesting to me. But going back in March, yeah, everything was new. And then I went to go see Raul Alejandro in April, and I will say, like, I was slowly in this teetering kind of like seesaw of like having hope and then flipping it and be like, no, I don't have hope, like, he's not gonna come back to me, then having hope, then not having hope. And I feel like that happened all of April, where I'm like, well, maybe. And it's like, I was like, you know what, stop having this hope, it's not gonna happen, you have to get over it. So that's kind of what I went through. I started like really going to the gym and just like weightlifting. And this is going to be on a whole nother episode I can do about like the gym and body dysmorphia and like my thoughts on weight as of right now. But I was bulking, which is not what I wanted to do. I wanted to look slim thick, and I just looked too bulky for me. So, but in a way, like, lifting weights really like healed me. Like, I went in there and I used all my anger, I used all my sadness, everything I felt. And I just, like, used that to lift weights. Like, and it felt good. Because that was my outlet, really. But I just knew, I don't know. So, I started a new job. I was really excited about it. I was talking to a new guy. He wasn't the one I knew going into that talking stage that I did not want him as a person. Like, as a boyfriend. Like, we just, no. But I liked him as someone to talk to, and he was very open, and I think that's why he kind of helped heal me, because he just was open with me. Like, I gotta ask him very intimate questions, and he would answer, and he would be like, yeah, I'm not gonna hide myself, you know what I mean? And I think I needed that. I needed someone who wanted to communicate. He also was not looking for anything serious, so like, it was just nice to know that I could talk to someone, and I know they're not gonna be like, so are we gonna date or what? I just liked talking to him. Even if it was just like text messages, you know what I mean? But yeah, so I was talking to a new guy, I started a new job, I started grad school. It was a fresh start. I feel like April, especially because it was like going into spring, was a new month for me. It was like a new chapter. I was like, okay, clearly it was a sign that I just needed to find myself. And I felt like all of 2022, you cannot. I was okay in the beginning of 2022. Like, I was, you know, still not over Art Ho, but I still like DD. Mostly I like DD, you know what I mean? But then, you know, the whole Swingers thing happened. So I think from most of the time, I was just like, so like, I wanted to be in love, you know, and I wanted to be in love with him. It had to be him. And I didn't understand why he didn't like me back, because he looked for me. And I feel like I did not think about me once in 2022 at all. I thought about what's going to hurt him, what's going to make him want me. Like, I never really thought about, like, bitch, what do you want? You know what I mean? Like, what are you benefiting from anything that's happening? Like, are you benefiting? Like, you're not focusing on things around you. You're too stuck in your head over someone that doesn't give a shit about you. Like, he does not care. And I feel like in 2023, I had to have had sent that Valentine's Day text, because if I had not, I would have stayed in this mindset of him, and obsessed over him and not really thinking, like, bitch, you're about to be 25. Like, what are you doing for your life right now? Like, how are you setting yourself up for success? And so that happened in April. So then here's where it gets, like, pretty interesting. And I think this has also really helped me, because I feel like March and April were those months where I was, like, really setting myself up to focus on me and, like, trying to find things that are going to benefit me. But I also, like, wanted to know I just needed to know, like, confirmation. So, funny enough, I get facials done. And I'll insert her Instagram name and her sister's Instagram name, because they, like, run a business together. But essentially, I go get facials done. And she's very spiritual. And she was telling us about a medium. And at this point, also, like, in February, towards the end of February, like, I needed a new job. Like, I needed to get out. I needed a new job. So I was at this, like, temporary job, although I'm very grateful for them, and I loved my time there. I just felt like I needed, like, I wasn't happy there. Like, I just felt like it was my filler job. Like, it was a job that I was there for knowing I was going to leave, because I didn't really want to be there. Although I made some amazing people there and I made some great friends there. I just was like, I don't want to, like, be here. Like, I want a better job. So anyways, she told us about a medium. I had never been to a medium. I'm not going to get into it, because personally, it's just, like, a long story. But it changed my life. And I feel like if you have a loved one that has passed on and you're open to receiving communication, I think for sure you should check out a medium. And I'll also put her information in the description below. So if you want to go, she also does tarot card readings. She does aura readings. She's very, honestly, she's one of the best mediums and tarot card readers I've ever known. Like, she's one of the best ones I feel like I've ever had. So, like, if I made a TikTok where it's, like, my heart's this year, and I feel like in April it was, like, that heart emoji with the band-aid around it, that was my heart. Slowly I was healing, slowly I was letting him go and letting that hope go, and that was really hard for me. And anyways, I go get a medium done. She was like, all those who came to my medium, you guys get a code, and that's going to give you, like, 50% off any of my services. So I booked a reading for her, and it was right after the Rauw Alejandro concert, I remembered. Mine was a phone call, because I didn't want to do it on Zoom. So mine was a phone call, and she called me, and she was like, okay, like, I'm, you know, she was shuffling the cards, and she's like, what questions do you have? And I said, I only have, like, two main concerns in my life. My career, because I kind of didn't know where. I felt like un fracaso. I was like, wow, like, all of my college years, all of my high school years, I was focused on being an entertainment reporter. Like, I wanted to be an entertainment reporter. I wanted to go in Hollywood. And at my time at my news station, I just slowly started feeling like that wasn't the job I wanted to do anymore. Like, that wasn't what I wanted, my passion was at. And then when I ended up not liking that station, I was like, wow, like, what am I meant for now? Like, I felt very lost. I was like, all these years I worked hard for this degree and to pursue this dream, and it's like, but that's not my dream anymore. And I felt very lost there. Then you add that with the combination of, like, me getting my heart broken, I was just like, very like, where the fuck am I and where am I going? So she told me about a job, and she was very accurate. She was like, you know what, right now I see you're gonna get a good paying job in September. And I feel like it's going to give you good money. And I was like, what the fuck? Wow. Okay. And I was like, what about love? And so she said, she was really accurate too. She was like, she told me, like, this is going to be your summer. And I was like, really? And she's like, yeah, you're going to be going out more. You're going to be meeting new people. You're going to be, like, she was hyping me up. She's like, it's going to be your summer. You're going to have this aura about you. Like, you know, you're going to be having so much fun. And she's like, and I feel like you're going to have a scent to go with it. And it's true. Literally, she did not know. But like that weekend before my reading, I had bought a new perfume. It was Miss Dior. And I remember like, this is like the perfume I'm going to have. Like, this is my scent. And it's true that when you, like, a fragrance can be tied to a moment, because when I wear that perfume, it reminds me of 2023. And I don't think that's a bad thing, but I just need a new scent for the new year. You know what I mean? So that happened, and she was like, it's gonna be your summer. And it was. Oh my god, like I told you, like, it was my healing. I went to SZA first, and then I went to a 90s latinos pop tour. Then I went to Sueños, then I went to Karol G, and then I went to Mexico. And in Mexico, I saw Karin León. I just went to concerts. Like, I did not say no to concerts at all. I flirted a lot with different guys. Oh my god. This is funny, but like in June, I went out for my best friend's birthday, and I met up with like this famous DJ who plays at Sueños, and I was flirting with him, and he's like, yeah, I'll get you VIP tickets and all this and this and yada yada. And I was flirting with him, I was flirting with his friend. I had that one talking stage, I don't know what to call him, I don't want to say his name. I don't know what to I always have a nickname. Oh, well, baby daddy. He was a baby daddy. I was talking to the baby daddy. Then there was this photographer from Sueños who ended up hitting me up and like leaving a comment on my, I was talking to him very shortly. These were all very short-lived things. I was just letting myself talk to guys. I was letting myself flirt. And Sueños, I was flirting. I think I gave out my number to a guy at Sueños. Like, I was just letting myself have fun. And I went out. Like, I did not say no. I was like, you know what? No, I'm going to go out. And I went to bars and I had fun. And I met, in August is when I met the second, like, I guess not a serious talking stage, but we did talk sometime. And that was, he was a cop. And I met him through the job I had, like the filler job that I had. But essentially, going back, this was like in April. She was like, yeah, you're going to have a blast in the summer. I see a new guy. Oh, no, I see a guy. And she was talking about the baby daddy. So during the time, because we talked from like March to April, but like by the time I had my reading with her, we weren't talking anymore. So I was like, oh, like nothing's going to come of it, whatever, right? So we weren't talking anymore. Like, there was that phrase. But she was like, no, like, yeah, I see him. I'm like, oh, do you like have an initial for him? And she was like, I'm seeing an A. And I started laughing. And I'm like, do you see a name? And she says the name Angel. And I'm like, I start laughing even more. And I'm like, what the fuck? Like, that's so funny. Because I found him on Facebook in one of his pictures that he had. He had his, like, uniform. And, like, his name was Angel. That's not, I don't know why he, like, had that. But his name was Angel. And I started laughing. And she's like, yeah, like, and he was a prominent. I will say, the baby daddy, of all the guys I flirted with and all the guys I had talking stages with, the baby daddy really helped me, because he was so genuine with me. He was so kind and nice, and he was a player for sure, like, clearly. But I also wasn't looking for anything with him either, you know what I mean? So for me, it was perfect, because I was like, oh my god, like, he did heal me. Like, I cannot think of 2023 and not think about the baby daddy. I cannot. Like, it's just, and also I just want to say, like, don't go looking for him. Like, his name is not Angel. That's not even his middle name. I don't know why the fuck he was wearing a uniform with that name on it, because that's not his name. But so you're never gonna find anyone with Angel. Also, we don't follow each other on Instagram, and we don't follow each other on Facebook, so you're not gonna find him at all. The only way you're gonna find him is if I talk to him to you. And I regretted it a little bit, because I'm like, he was so ghetto and hood, and I don't know why I was talking to someone like that. Not like that, but like, he was just like, he was a mess, but he was kind to me, and he was open, and he shared about his personal life. And I like that. I don't like a guy that's like, tries to put up a front and like, oh yeah, I'm this, and like, I don't care about that. Like, I want to get to know you. Clearly I'm talking to you because I want to know your, you know what I mean? So she mentioned him, and then she mentioned an old flame. She's like, I also see like an old love. Like, I see him coming back. And then I was like, no, please, no, I'm trying to move on. Like, I'm trying to for real have someone to move on. Please, like, no. And that did come true. Everything she said, I got my job, the one I'm at now, in September. It's high paying. He did come back. He came back in June when I went to Sueños, and then he hit me up, and then he left me on red. and then he came back in August. And I'm so grateful for one of my besties, Carolina, because she really, like, she told me, like, healing's not linear. And that is very true, because he did end up coming back in August. And he ended up ruining my life again. Not ruining, I'm joking. But really, like, the summer of 2023, starting in May, all the way to August, I just had fun. I flirted with anyone. Whenever I went out, I flirted with the security guard at La Vaca. I flirted with the bartender at Federales. I flirted with that famous DJ and his friends. I flirted with the photographer from Sueños. I flirted with a bunch of guys at Sueños. I flirted with anyone and anything I could flirt with. I just wanted just experience. Like, girl, you've been stuck on one person. You never let anyone flirt with you. I just, like, you're free. Like, that's just a song. Like, when no one wants you, you're free. And I wanted to feel free. So June comes, right? I'm at Sueños. I post it. He hits me up. And I immediately, like, was like, oh, my God. Like, there goes hope. I had hope. And I was like, but then he didn't, like, 3 days later, he finally was, like, hitting me up. And I was like, you know what? Fuck this. So then, again, I was focusing on the baby daddy. I was focusing on flirting. Like, I was just having fun. And then in August, I see him. And it just felt like I was hitting the truck. Like, it was just like, I feel like it did me more damage than good, because it reminded me of the feelings I had for him. And not just the feelings I had for him in 2022 and 2021. No, it reminded me of the feelings I've had for him my whole 10 years of liking him. It reminded me of that. And I think it did me more damage, because it just made me realize, like, I wasn't over him. Maybe I was over the situation, but I still had feelings for him. I still had a crush on him. And I just realized, like, I don't know, it put me down. And I can't say this word, but, like, me ilusioné. And then he, like, disappointed me again. And I won't get into the specifics, but he disappointed me again. And I remember when I first started messaging him, I didn't tell anyone. Like, I didn't tell my friends. I didn't tell anyone. I kept it very close-lipped. Like, I did not tell a soul. And then he disappointed me again. And I just was like, like, fuck, you know? And I remember I was at a party, and he posted something, and I just saw it. And I, like, you could just see, like, I was shattered. I was shattered. And I was at a party, so I couldn't really cry. So I just, like, put my phone on Do Not Disturb. I got so upset. I was like, I did all that. I healed all that just for him to put me in the same situation again. For him to make me feel like, you know, something was going to finally happen. And then, boom, he takes it away again. And I let myself feel that again. And I hated it. But my friend, Gato, said, healing's not linear. And because I told her, I was like, look what he did. Look at all this and this and this. But it was true. Healing is not linear. I have my ups and downs. And I realized, like, no, like, I had to get back up. So all of September, October, I was fine. I wasn't talking to anyone. In August, though, I wished Arjo a happy birthday. And then I told him, I was like, I've always had a crush on you. And then he was also confusing, because he was, like, hearting my stories. And I was like, okay, maybe it didn't work out with Dunkin' Donuts, because I needed it to work out with Arjo. And that also didn't go anywhere. But yeah, I feel like then in October, he wished me happy birthday. And he said, you've been a good friend. And that also really, like, just closed it on the hope. I was like, that really, like, just shot it. And I was like, there is no hope. You see me as a friend. You friend zone me. And that's okay. I'm ready to move on. Like, I'm ready that I needed you to just, like, kill all hope that there is. Because clearly there isn't hope. Clearly you don't like me. That's okay. And I cried a lot. And I'm grateful that we have at least that sort of understanding that we're friends and nothing else. And that's good to know. And I just realized, like, that helped heal me. That helped me realize, like, okay, like, now it's really time for me to find someone who is attracted to me emotionally, physically, who actually wants to get to know me. And I needed that. So I'm not bitter. I'm not sad. I'm not heartbroken. I needed that. And so, yeah. But I feel like 2023, like, again, I needed to have my heart broken on Valentine's Day, because I wouldn't have said that. And I had such an amazing summer. When I think about a fun summer, I think about this past summer, because I had so much fucking fun. Like, it was, like, honestly, it was so much fun flirting. Like, flirting is so much fucking fun. I love it. And I was just flirting with everyone. Like, obviously, they were attractive, right? But, like, I kind of want to hit up the DJ and be like, yo, you said you were going to get me free tickets for the Sueños. Like, are you going to do it or not? But I'm not going to, because truly, I think his friend was the one that wanted to hit me up. And I didn't like his friend. I didn't even like the DJ. Both of them were, honestly, none of them were cute to me. But at least a DJ could get me VIP. So I was like, I'm obviously gonna flirt with a DJ. What the fuck? And I'm pretty sure he's used to girls just like fucking him. I mean, I wasn't gonna do that. But like, you know what I mean? But anyways, when I think of summer 2023, I think of it as fun. It was fun for me. I flirted. I let my guard down. I was just trying to have fun. And that really like helped me. You know what I mean? And yeah, I stumbled in August and then I stumbled in October. But I just found myself again. I was like, what's that one Kylie Jenner TikTok was like, I'm feeling like myself again. Like, I started podcasting. Like, look, I'm starting my podcast again. I'm starting to like not like post content and be me. And I felt like in 2022, I was trying to change me. I was trying to change who I was, like trying to be more slutty and just be like those girls that I thought he liked. And I'm like, that's not me though. You know what I mean? I want someone to fall for me for being me, for being quirky and funny and kind of stupid sometimes. And yeah, I wear my heart on my sleeve, but like, I want someone to be like, that's what I like about you. So December. No, well, October, I went to, you know, like T said, happy birthday, and I was in San Miguel, and you know, when was it? And then I came back and, you know, whatever. And then December came. So I won't talk about everything that happened in December, but like so there was, it's funny how it ended, because I feel like I started January 2023 obsessed, you know, with Dunkin' Donuts. And here's the tea. Ready? Okay. So in high school, I can remember liking three guys. There was the 20-something-year-old that I, you know, obviously had a big crush on. Then there was Dunkin' Donuts. And then it's actually going to be 10 years since the first day I met him. But in June of 2014, I attended my cousin's 17th birthday, because he's older than me. And I met his group of friends. And I immediately liked one of them. And I remember exactly what he was wearing. He was wearing a black and white striped t-shirt. And I just remember I was very insecure in high school. I just didn't like the way I looked. I was overweight. Like, I just, and that had nothing to do with me being ugly, by the way. I felt insecure because of my weight. So that made me very insecure. So, but I remember meeting him and I was obsessed with him. Like, he was just so pretty. And, like, I don't know, like, I just immediately had a crush on him. And then I remember I tried talking to him in 2015, and it just did not work out, because he ended up telling my cousin, and my cousin got mad, and he confronted me at a dinner, and then I started crying at said dinner, and all my cousins got, like, very awkward, and he apologized, but it was just, then I, like, swore to never talk to any of my cousin's friends. And 10 years later, well, actually no, because it was in 2023, so like 9 technically, but almost 10, I ended up going out with my cousin and his friends, which would have never happened. And I met up with that said friend, and I don't know, it was just like, I don't know, he was just different than most of the guys I've liked, different than the guys I flirted with, just different all around. And I needed that. I just needed to meet someone different and to know, like, you know what, like, you know? So I feel like I ended the year with a bang. Like, I ended the year, like, not even, like I would have never thought I would have gone out with my cousin and his friends, because that's just never something I would have, like, ever thought of, and we didn't have that relationship, but, like, I don't know, like, it was fun. And I feel like I entered this year with the knowledge of, like I said in the earlier part of this episode, like, I'm ready to fall in love. I'm ready to just, I've healed, I've gone to therapy, I'm ready to find someone, you know? I'm not on dating apps, I don't want to be on dating apps, I don't like dating apps, but, like, I'm ready to, like, find the person and, you know, like, fall in love and just truly, like, be emotionally intimate and know that maybe, like, I did not have to be perfect to be in a relationship, you know what I mean? So, yeah, 2023 was just healing. It was healing, it was finding myself, I was falling back in love with myself, and I felt like I hadn't been in love with myself, like, in a not, like, self-love kind of way, in a really long time, and I needed that. I needed to snap back to reality so I can, like, focus on my career, focus on school, focus on me and my goals and what I wanted, and I just needed that. And so 2023 was really the healing era, and I want to thank Karol G and, like, SZA for getting me through some really heartbreaking moments for me and really, like, dark moments for me, because I don't think I would have been able to have done it without their albums, because their albums really healed me. And of course, without my friends. Like, my friends were there for me. My friends healed me. My friends saw me in a very dark place. Then they saw me heartbroken, crying. And then they saw me having the time of my life. And they were there for everything. And I don't think I would have been able to have done it or to have gone through so many things without my friends. And for that, I'm grateful. Like, yeah. Yeah, so we'll see what 2024 brings. Hopefully it's just a lot of love and healing. And yeah, I'm excited for this year. I feel like it's starting off good. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Chisme with Melly. Again, I will provide the links to my facialist, her sister, and their business together, and also the medium that I went to. That will all be in the show notes or description below, however you call it. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. Again, I think you can, like, leave comments now. I'm not sure, but if not, I'll also provide my Instagram account and my TikTok if you want to follow me there. I'm mostly active on those two. Yeah, but thank you guys so much. I love y'all. Peace out.